have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Justin Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's a doozy. Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? An amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com. JesseLeePeterson.com. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. The whole wide world. And if you're a flat earther, the whole flat world. Whatever. You can podcast, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad as it is happening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Friday again. And already, isn't that amazing? We just had one, but we got another one. And some of you may know that every Friday, we don't have like a special topic because it's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Get It Off Your Chest Friday.
You, Tom, like
and
a mother.
It is whatever, whatever is on your mind, express yourself Friday.
Calm like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
A smorgasbord of pleas and insults for the man soon to be president.
Fine. They are going to be just fine.
The people's mark, the people who didn't vote for him and who are scared what the next 4 years will bring.
Earn more money, get better health insurance.
Shall I go on?
I am unapologetically queer. I'm unapologetically a woman. I want to...
Guys, I have to say, I'm looking at this crowd. I do not see many people of color. Does anybody else besides me observe that? I'm fascinated by
all the evil ones.
A hand gesture is causing controversy, with some comparing it to a fascist salute.
Because you'll believe anything.
I love it when people lie to me.
What a mess. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Tell me about the good old days. What a mess. I want to remind you, and if you work on yourself, you will find, you'll discover this. But if you don't, you're never going to know. You'll hear me say it, and intellectually, you may or may not believe it. But you won't see the reality of it unless you work on yourself. You pay attention to you. And you will see what's going on. But you got to let go so you can see. You got to let go so that you can see. Do what you want. Really. It's no bother for me or God or anyone that if you decide you don't want to work on yourself, you love your hell, you want to stay in it. You love your false self. You love crying. You love being mad. You love being afraid. You love being desperate. You can totally stay that way. And if you notice, God will let you die that way. He will let you live the rest of your time on earth in all those emotions, fear and jealousy, envy, strife, revenge, judgment, anger, whatever, right? He'll let you just live that way, and you'll be one, and then if you make kids, you'll start a new generation of hell, and he'll just let it happen. And then you wonder, why does God let bad things happen to good people? God is not letting bad things happen to good people. Bad things are happening to bad people. No such thing as bad things are happening to good people. That's another lie, right? Bad things happen to bad people. Oh, she was a good woman, a good person. And then also, why was she good? Oh, she always cared. She was always there. She was always there when you need her. He was always there when you need him. He was such a good person. And you call that good. And you base that by saying, why did God let bad things happen to good people? Your ideas of good is wrong, are wrong. What the? But it's up to you, really. You can live in your hell. You can live in time. Because time is hell, past, future. You're living in time, thinking about the past or the future. You're living in hell. Take no thought about tomorrow or yesterday. But you do it anyway, and you're living in hell. Amazing, huh? So it's up to you. It's totally up to you. Human beings are evil, and they love their evil ways. And they roam the earth, and they get a thrill out of trying to hurt somebody else with their evil ways. They call it life. They call it life. They call death life. You call death life when you worry, when you're afraid, when you're desperate, when you're shy, when you're emotional, when you cry, when you want to be like someone else. And all that. You call that life. When you think about the past, when you think about the future, you call it life. God called it hell. He called it death. And that's why he said don't do it. But you want to do it anyway. You insist on thinking about the past or think about the future and calling hell heaven. Well, why don't we prepare for the future? How isn't today enough for you? You haven't even completed today, and you're thinking about tomorrow. Living in hell. Oh, Lord! Here's a warning that I want to give men. Do what you want with it. Because I hear it all the time. And I understand it because I used to be a beta. So I do understand it. I want the men to know. But do what you want with it. Don't just take my word. Suffer. Suffer. And die. But to the men, there is nothing, not zero. There's nothing worse than a mama's boy to a woman. And I'm not telling you this. I'm not encouraging you at all to be work on being right and live for a woman. You're supposed to live for a return to the Father, to God, not for anybody or anything. But if you're having a date or you deal with women in the world, in the workplace or anywhere, I want you to know, and you can bank on this one. You can bank in Bank of America after Trump yelled at them by saying that they don't want conservative banking, something like that. I want you to know there's nothing worse than a mama's boy on this earth. There's nothing worse than a man who cannot make decisions. There's nothing worse than a man who makes decisions based on what the woman think or trying to please her. You want to go to dinner? Oh, yeah, let's go to dinner. Where you want to go? I don't know. Anywhere that you want to. Where you want to go? Do we need a new car? Yes, we do. What kind of car are we going to get? I don't know. What do you think we could get, honey? And what happens when you don't make decisions because you are a mama's boy, the woman hates you. You can bank on that. You're setting and encouraging her to threaten you, to put more pressure on you, because you're now giving her a thrill of controlling you. She sees that you're afraid. You're a mama's boy, and she hates you for it. She literally hates you for it. And then you become miserable, and then you have children with her, and now you're afraid to make any decision because if she leave you, she may take the children. What about my children? One mama's boy episode leads to another one, and they're never good. Never good, impossible to be good. Men, you must do what you want. Return to the Father so your decisions can be made on insight, not based on what she thinks at all. And if she bitches about it, let her bitch. Okay, go ahead and call him pout. I'm doing this. And you can kind of hear what she has to say, but if you obey it, you're going to suffer. Ain't no way around it. There is an order to life, and that order is God and Christ, Christ and man. Man over woman, a woman over children is not going to work. And the woman's over the children being led by the man. She's not over the children by herself. Men, males, all races, all money ranges, all job status, there's nothing worse than a mama's boy. And all you're doing is piling up hell on you. And you're doing it because you say, oh, I love my wife. I'm doing it because I love my girlfriend. No, you don't. You're doing it out of fear of losing or her reaction. But especially out of losing her. You're afraid that if you make a decision and she goes against it, you may lose her. And you're going to lose her anyway. Even if she's there, you lost her. Because now you've taught her to control you. With fear. And you're unhappy, she's unhappy, and God forbid if you should have children, they are unhappy because hell is in now. Welcome back to hell. It's there now. And you don't do it out of intellect because you heard me say it. You got to wait. You should wake up. So you can see the right way to do it with perfect love. And in perfect love, there is no fear. Okay, if you want to leave because I'm about to do this, bye, see you later. And then instead of, well, what about my children? I'm not going to make it because I don't want to lose my children. How about, okay, you can take the children, you want the children? Bye. Take the little kids with you. You must not, and cannot, if you want to live a free life, no matter where you are and what your situation around you, you got to love what's right. You got to love the Spirit of God. You got to love what's right more than anybody or anything, even yourself. If you love your children more than what's right, you're going to suffer. And you're going to end up losing them anyway. You're going to end up losing them anyway. Even if you stay with the woman and the children are there, she's turning your children against you. So you're losing them anyway. But you have made them priority. You have made them before God. They are your false God. And you think you love them and you don't. Emotions are not love. You feel emotions for them, but that's not love. And it's stopping you from making decisions and leading your family or your woman. It's so unfortunate, but that's hell on earth. That is hell on earth. Even Jesus had to correct Mary, his mama. Jesus, where were you? We were looking for you. I was worried. Go sit down, Mary. Sit down, mama. Had you been seeking God, you would have known that I was over here seeking your father. And men, you can't learn this intellectually and try to do it and think that you're figuring it out. You're not. You cannot figure out the truth. You have to live the truth, and the truth will make sense to you, and making sense of the truth will work through you. You just can't repeat what somebody said and think you got it, and then you try to impose that on your woman. It ain't going to work that way. You got to be back home with the Father, and the light of the Father will guide you. It really will, but you don't trust that. You trust time. You trust what you've heard. You trust what you think you know. You trust intellectually acting out and thinking that's going to work. It's never going to work. Either you seek the Father, return to him, and he will guide you, or you don't. Of ourselves, we know nothing, and of ourselves, we can do nothing. You don't know a thing. You don't even know what you want. As a matter of fact, 99.9% of men don't even know if they want to be married or not. They've been trained to think that way. When you pop that in the womb, educate yourself, get a job, and get married. And then when you grow up angry and lost and lonely. Something is wrong. Something is missing. And rather than knowing that what is wrong and what is missing is a yearning for the Father, I need to go back home to the Father. Instead of going back up the hill, you go down the hill deeper and you get married. Because Satan told you, and the world have taught you that, oh, you'd be better if you had a family. What is missing, you need to have a wife and children, and you'll be a better parent than your parents. And you believe that lie, and you get married, and it'd be worse. You're worse than your parents because you believed a lie. It's up to you. Live in time, live in future, and listen to thoughts and see where that gets you. You will be stressed out. You will be worried. You will be afraid of losing all that you get. And what you have to lose is nothing. Don't be a beta boy, a beta baby, a beta husband, a mama's boy. You don't have to be that, really. You could be free. And you can want for nothing. And when I say want for nothing, don't be making yourself want for nothing. That's dumb. Oh, I want for nothing. You don't know what you're talking about. Now you got it all screwed up and you're still making the bad decisions. Want for nothing doesn't mean what you think it means. But there's nothing worse than a mama's boy. One last thing, even though I can go on and on and on. When you do get married, and I hear this all the time in counseling, and they always end up regretting it when they don't do it the right way. God said, when you do get married, if you get married, you don't have to be married. Marriage is not one of the requirements. Returning to the Father by admitting that you're angry and lost is the, and forgiving is the requirement. Marriage is not a requirement. I forgot what I was saying. But, oh, if you do get married, let's say you get married. God said, and I repeat, and it's true, whether you like it, believe it or not, it's true, and then but don't do this. You'll find out for yourself, oh, my God, that was true what God said. When you get married, men, take your wife far away from your family and her family. Do not keep them around your family, your mama, your daddy, your brother, your sister, because all you're doing is keeping around trouble. It's going to be trouble enough guiding this woman, and now you got mama involved, and mama still trying to control you, and her mama trying to control her, and her mama telling her you ain't good enough, and her and your mama telling you she ain't good enough. It's just be a mess. Do it this way, do it that way. And then I will. And so I asked the guys, why did you stay around your mama with your wife? And I ask it all over the world. It's not just here. They think it's cultural. But most of the people think, well, I want my children to be around their grandparents. It's their I'm like, why? Why do you want them to be around grandparents to the point that you stay down the road? Or you make sure you're over their holidays and birthdays and every day. Why? Or mama live with you. Why do you need them to be around grandparents? when God gave you the ability to make a baby, did he say, okay, here's a baby, take her around grandparents? If you do it in the right way, take your kids far away from them, you will see and know if and when and if you want to take them around grandparents. And if you do, you'll be able to protect them from grandparents, grandma, especially mama or grandmama. But you sacrifice your children because you don't do what God said. You do what mama taught you. Make sure they stay around mama. Move down the street. Call mama every day. If you have a problem, let mama know. And life ain't going to work that way. It is not working that way. And it ain't going to work that way. It's up to you. Don't believe me. Keep doing it the way you're doing it and see what it brings upon you. Take your family, your wife, your children far away from mama, from her mama and your family, because they're going to interfere. And do not put your family, meaning your mama and her family, your dad and his family, your brother and sister before your family. And you'll start a new generation if you do it in the right way. Just think about it. If your mama screwed you up, whatever way, made you spoil you, whatever, why do you think she's not going to do that to your children? You have no obligation. You have zero obligation to your family. Your parents' family, not your obligation to your wife and your children. First to God, to come back to the Father, so the Father can guide you, and then to you, he will show you how to guide your wife and children. You don't need grandparents for that. Well, what about babysitting? What about it? They got Mexican mamas out there everywhere want to babysit. And you need to be careful with that, because that Mexican mama may be mad, too. And when you're at work, he'll beat your child. Oh, see, this is a bad baby. Oh, see, bad baby. Bad baby. Or spoil them and steal them from you. Why not? Really, why not take responsibility for your own life? Why do you have to be with the crowd, identify with the crowd, be emotional like the crowd, be afraid to be without the crowd? Why do you live your whole life? I understand how we start out like that because we've been trained to be that way. Starting with mama and the schools and the preachers and everybody. But at some point, don't you say, you know what? Am I wrong for trying to be all that I can be? Am I wrong for not being like everybody else or doing what everybody else do? Wrong lyrics, he says. That's closer, though. Really, I promise you this. I promise. If you were to work on you, even if you're married, you still got to work on you, not her. And ladies, not him, you. You're your world. Except your world and your husband's world have become one. But even if you're married, you still got to keep your eyes and work on you. Otherwise, that woman going to destroy you. Do what you want. When you can live without the world, you will be free. And then you'll be able to live in the world, but not of it, and enjoy it. And you'll be able to take it or leave it. 888-77-5377-3. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. So am I wrong for thinking that I can be something real? For real. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? I like this song. Welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then after the Hake Report, oh, no, Joel Friday on Friday, Joel Friday on Thursdays, from Wednesday, Monday to Thursday. After the Hake Report, brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. Brand new episode. I had a fun, interesting discussion with Shane Smith. And Shane is a stand-up comedian and a devout Catholic. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I just grew up very poor, fell into crime, and didn't have a good father figure at home, that kind of thing. When I came out as Christian, which is a funny sentence, I came out as Christian, but I thought it would end my career.
When you were an atheist, did you have perfect peace?
No, I was miserable. I was successful, and I had money, and I had women, and I was more sad than ever.
So you have a fiance. How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
That's a great question, Jesse. That's a great question.
Amazing. Today at 12 noon. TheFatherState.tv, brand new episode. You don't want to miss it. Support The Father State, too. TheFatherState.tv/donate or locals.com. Locals.com. And then at 12 noon, The American Anchor, baby, or right after The Father State. The American Anchor, baby. Around 1 p.m. or so, 1 p.m., 1:05 p.m. Pacific time, somewhere in there, right? You'll get the notice, but around 1 or 1:05, right after the fatherstate.tv. And Sunday, you're all invited to fellowship. Sunday, doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And you can watch it around the world if you're not able to be in person. Around the world by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. All right? Amazing. And last but not least, I've said it over and over again, and I still want to encourage you, but do what you want. Your investments are your responsibility. You are your own world. You are responsible for your investments. So take a look at, look around you. Look around you to see what you can invest in, if you can. And I highly recommend Gold Co. When you're really, really ready to do it, check out Gold Co. And we have a special, Gold Co. and I have a special for my listeners. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match and bonus silver. It's not like, oh, later I'm going to receive it. It's an instant match for qualified accounts. So go and check us out. Oh, well, not check us out, but check out Gold Co. Jesse loves gold.com. Check us out there. JesseLovesGold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. And tell them I sent you. Tell them Jesse sent me. What the? All right. Take responsibility for your life. What's wrong with that? So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Am I wrong for thinking we can be something for real? 888-7753-773. Let me go to Sarah, first-time caller. Oh, Sarah, okay. Let me go to Scotland and talk to Andrew out of Scotland. Andrew, welcome to the show. Get it off your chest.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
And how are you?
All is well, Andrew.
Great to hear. We've got 114 miles an hour winds in Scotland right now, which I think is a record-breaking wind.
That's amazing.
So, I know. It's taken down my gutter. It's smashed all the bins up, and it's not going to stop until later on this evening.
Does it normally happen this year? Every year this time of year?
No, I don't think so. The last time we had a hurricane, as far as I know, was way back in the 1940s or 50s. So we don't usually get this fast pace of wind that we're experiencing today.
I know in California, this time of year, we get high winds and sometimes we get rain, but it don't rain a lot in our California, but we get the winds as well. They're not that serious, but we do get high wind. And because they're having all the fires right now, they're very concerned about the wind.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been praying for the Californians here because they've not stopped yet, have they?
I know, man. It's a mess.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not the point of conversation. I was just, using that for friendly conversation. The issue I have is quite a serious one for me, right? And it's quite simply this, right? I've watched you talk to many other Christians, like Christian ministers and such alike. And I've now spoke to, it's beyond 200 churches that I've spoke to now, right? And I've only found about two or three different churches who don't believe that Jesus is God. And I just wonder, because you changed my life, eh? If it wasn't for you, I would never forgive my family. And so I know you're the real deal, but I don't understand why almost every Christian who walks the earth, especially the ministers, they all believe that Jesus is God.
Nice.
So, I'm just looking at, I've got my Bible open right here, and I'm just looking at John, because there's a guy
What do you believe?
all my life, I believed that Jesus was just the Son of God, but I never even thought it through until I started to want to become a Christian, which is what I want to be before I die. And that's why I've done all this researching.
And so what do you believe?
Well, I've got John right in front of me, and I'm just looking at John.
No, but I say you, before you do John, what do you believe, Andrew? Do you believe Jesus is God, or you believe he is the Son of God? What do you believe?
I believe he's the Son of God, but he's got the nature and all the power that God has, so he's pretty much the same thing.
So what do you believe he's the Son of God?
Yeah, I believe he's the Son of God, but he's got all the power.
And so if you believe he is the Son of God, what's the problem?
Well, the problem is, I guess, that I've been, in one way, I've been trying to find a church to go to. And every church around here is pretty much Trinitarian. And they seem to actually make sense. But they also believe there's a differentiation between God the Father and God the Son. They also believe in the two.
Are you going to follow the crowd, or are you going to take the straight and narrow road for yourself? Or will you follow the crowd?
Well, at the moment, I'm going against the crowd.
And so, but you don't seem to be sure. I'm reading it wrong, it sounds like you want to follow the crowd, that you kind of believe the crowd. Do you believe the crowd at all?
Honestly, Jesse, I'm not sure. I wouldn't have phoned you up. But
why are you doubting just because the crowd is always wrong? It's that straight and narrow road that you take alone when you can know what's right for yourself. Why, just because all the preachers around you are saying, I guess they're saying Jesus is God, why are you listening to that and starting to doubt yourself? Anybody can quote the Bible. That doesn't mean they know what's right.
Yeah, I understand that, and that's what I was about to do with John. But at the same time...
But why are you letting them make you doubt yourself?
Well, I've always been doubting myself my entire life. I'm sorry for interrupting, but when I see, like, so many Christians actually do, like, decent things in life, and they all seem to believe that Jesus Christ is actually God...
But they're also lost. They're lost. That's why they try so hard to do decent things in life, because they're trying to make themselves feel good rather than seeing that they're lost and they're wrong.
Fair enough, Jesse. I just wanted to ask you today because I'm not finished with my inquiry. And that's why I called you up. But that's all I had to say.
So tell me, what do you want to read? You wanted to read something to me about John or somebody?
Yeah, it was just because I was speaking to a Jewish man this morning, and I was asking him a simple question. His guy was called Joe. And I says, do the Jews not like the Christians? And he says, aye, they don't really like the Christians, because the Christians used to, like, torture Jewish families, the early Christians and stuff like that, and there's an axe to be ground. But he reverted me back to John, which was weird, because the Jews don't believe that Jesus Christ is even the Messiah. So, but anyway, remember, I just read the start of John, and when it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Well, was Jesus not the Word?
Jesus was not the Word. Jesus was the Son of God, but the Word, which is the nature of God, lived in Jesus, and it came through him, as it would with you if you ever returned to God. The nature of God would dwell in you, but you won't be God. But his nature would dwell in you, and all authority will be given unto you, just as he did with Jesus.
So So why do the Jews still have, why do they still have like animosity towards the Christians?
Because human beings are evil. That's how human beings treat each other. Christians have that among Christians. Atheists have that amongst atheists and amongst Christians. And Christians have it to human nature is evil. That's why you need a brand new nature. The Jews are no different than anyone else if their hearts have not changed to love. The Catholic,
yeah, great point.
The Catholic hate the Jews. The Jews hate the Catholic. The Muslim hate the Allahu Abba people hate the Jews. And it's human nature. Humans are evil.
So would you correct me if I'm wrong here? But so would you say that human nature is based on grudges?
Human nature is of their father, the devil, and is evil.
Well, is it evil to hold a grudge? I guess.
Of course. How can you hold a grudge against anyone if you have perfect love? If you were 70 times 7 forgiven, how can you hold a grudge even against your enemy? The only way you can hold a grudge is that you have no love. You're lost.
Yeah.
You don't hold grudges, true. Right?
Not anymore,
Do you hold grudges?
No, I don't. I can't think of one person to hold a grudge against.
Right on.
So, no, I don't hold grudges, but I'm still confused.
You are confused?
Well, obviously I'm confused because I've been talking to synagogues, I've been talking to mosques, I've been talking to you guys, I've been talking to as many ministers as I can, I've been talking to my mom, I've been talking to my girlfriend.
Why are you doing that? That's insane. Why don't you just live from within and you know the truth? Why are you're looking here and there, you're looking everywhere but within? Those people don't have the answer for you. The answer is in you. That's why I tell people to look within. Even Christ said, look within. The kingdom of heaven is within. And you're running around like a crazy person asking all these people.
I know, right? Yep.
Just look, look within, and God will guide you, and you won't be confused. He's clear, and there is no confusion.
All right. Fair enough, Jesse. I'll just stick with the silent prayer. Thanks for your time. I won't take up any time.
And stop going to all those churches asking those dumb preachers something that you already know.
Well, I can't promise that I'll do that, but I'll certainly take your advice on board and I'll write down the notes that you've told me today.
Look within, man. Stay with the silent prayer and watch those thoughts and don't believe them. Just watch them. Do nothing about them. Just watch them and let them be the emotion that comes with them when you get caught up. And the Father, he's trying to save you from that. You're just looking in the wrong place. That's why. That's all.
Right.
How old are you, Andrew?
I'm 44 years of age.
Oh, okay. Fine. But just look within, man. You want what's right, but you're looking in the wrong place.
Right. Okay. Fair enough, man. I'm not gonna argue with you because you were so right about my family. So I'm not gonna. I'm not going to push this any further. I'll just take on board what you said and digest it. And then,
are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Yeah, but the more I get annoyed, what I end up doing is I just do the Lord's Prayer and I kind of mutter it and I can't really stay still for as long as I used to be able to stay still like a year ago. It doesn't last as long, but I do it every morning, every night, yes.
Right on. And when you say you can't stay still, Who can't stay still? Who are you talking about?
Well, me. My hands start shaking and that because I'm like, I want to be still.
And who are you?
I'm a loser. Nobody trying to work out what the three Abrahamic faiths mean.
But who are you that cannot stay still?
Andrew Pete.
That's your name.
I've got another name called Craig.
Who are you, though? Who are you that can't stay still when you do the silent prayer? Who are you? Who are you talking about?
Jesse, I just told you, I'm a nobody loser who's trying to work out why the three Abrahamic faiths.
But that's not true either. Who is a nobody loser? There is no one there to be a loser. How can you be a nobody loser? Those are just thoughts and emotions that you have, and you're calling them you. You still believe in thoughts. There is no one there to be a loser, and there is no one there to be a winner. You still listen to thoughts. You listen to the devil, his little demons.
I agree with that, but well, what is there then?
When you stop thinking, when you disappear, this false you disappear, you would know the truth. You would start to remember who you are again. Right now, you have no idea who you are, and you're putting all these attachments to your name and to you. But you're wishing the devil. You listen to hell, and it's not true about you at all. You're calling evil you.
So does evil exist then?
Yes. Evil does exist, but it's been defeated. And unfortunately, you believe in evil, and you're keeping it alive in your mind and in your body, emotionally. If you stop identifying with it, there is no Andrew, then you will be free.
All right, Jesse, I'm going to leave it there because I've got nothing more to add.
Okay.
I've got nothing more to say to you.
Call me again, buddy.
I will do. Thank you very much, and have a great day.
You
God
too.
Bless you. Goodbye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
Hi, Jesse, says Saul.
My
6-year-old son is becoming rebellious and disobedient. I caught myself getting upset with him and raising my voice. I've disciplined him, but it seems like it's not working. Please advise. What should I do?
You got to drop your anger. You're not going to be able to help him by being angry. He's already dealing with that from his mama, and now you're being that way with him. He's going to only get worse. He's becoming like you and his mother. You're looking at yourself. Drop your anger, man, so you can see how to discipline him with love and not hate. I wish you well. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska says over on punchy.tv/JLP, I ordered 2 books the other week. I can't wait for them to get in. Now we want to grab a bag or two of your coffee.
Right on. It's so good. Punchy's coffee.
So good. JesseLeePeterson.shop.
JesseLeePeterson.shop is amazing. Nice. Thank you. Let me take a quick break. The hate news coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news. I'll be back in a moment. 2 more hours to go. Get it off your chest right there. Back in a moment. Read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out RebuildingTheMan.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
The Louvre. needs renovating. You know, the Louvre? The Louvre? The Louvre. And a federal judge is blocking, covering for the illegals, blocking Trump's birthright citizenship revocation. Trump signed an executive order targeting the ending of birthright citizenship because there should be no such thing. He called it blatantly unconstitutional. A lame-o so-called judge. And a California wildfire is still raging, actually, and more are happening. But many of them are mostly contained, I think. So it's, you know, it's getting under control. Shout out to the firemen doing their jobs and fire ladies, firemen women. Anyway, but a little rain is coming this weekend, they say. We'll find out. And school safety and the Nashville shooting. What was the motive? And by the way, speaking of shootings, that UnitedHealthcare has named a new CEO after that one guy assassinated that one CEO. Terrible story. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, January 24th, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. You can call in every so often, or as you hear JLP wrapping up with another caller. But first, fake news on fake news. The Louvre, L-O-U-V-R-E, I think is how it's pronounced, right? Museum in Paris, France, home to Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, a famous painting for some reason, has requested urgent help from the French government to renovate its aging exhibition halls and better to protect its countless works of art. You can probably count them. But anyway, the museum is also seeking to relieve congestion after welcoming 8.7 million visitors in 2024, though it was only designed to receive 4 million visitors annually. Wow. Maybe they should charge more. Keep out the riffraff. Anyway, birthright citizenship, a federal judge, so-called, temporarily blocked our greatest president, Donald J. Trump's executive order aimed at ending birthright citizenship. Predictable. Calling it blatantly unconstitutional. I shake my head. Several Democrat-led states seeking a temporary restraining order as they argue that Trump's action violates the Constitution's 14th Amendment, which it does not, which guarantees citizenship to all children born on U.S. soil and subject to the jurisdiction thereof. Key phrase. Nice that CNN included that. Anyway, the Trump administration has vowed to fight the decision, arguing that clause subject to the jurisdiction thereof allows the president to exclude the children of illegal aliens, so-called undocumented immigrants, and even children whose parents are lawfully present but lack permanent legal status. Shout out, our greatest president. And California fires. Much of Southern California is expected to get doused. Whoosh. Send your rain, Lord. With desperately needed rainfall this weekend, firefighters still trying to contain the wildfires smoldering in L.A. County. A half inch to three quarters of an inch of rain expected to... Interesting that they call it smoldering. Smoldering sounds like it's not raging still. But anyway, half an inch to three quarters of an inch of rain expected to fall from Saturday to Sunday. That's not that much, but it's okay. On the main burn scars of the Palisades and Eaton fires. The National Weather Service said now they're scared of mudslides. This could unleash new hazards. Meteorologists say that the rainfall will fall quickly over charred land that cannot absorb water, increasing the threat of debris flow, landslides, mudslides. Officials deployed sandbags and other systems to L.A., to contain the burnt rubble and toxic chemicals from impacting its stormwater system and beaches, so said the lame-o mayor woman's office. I shake my head. So it's a big mess, and I'll have to tell you about the school shooting mess in the next hour, as well as that UnitedHealthcare new CEO and other stuff going on in the world, including a storm in the UK. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 2. Thank you.
to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Amazing question. You can listen to the show no matter where you are and what you're doing if you're not able to sit and watch it because you got to move about. Or you're just relaxing at the beach and you can't get see your TV. You can listen to it on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. We're on from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Day. It is. Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
Ah! I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
A smorgasbord of pleas and insults for the man soon to be president.
Fine. They are going to be just fine.
The people's mark, the people who didn't vote for him and who are scared what the next 4 years will bring.
Earn more money, get better health insurance.
Shall I go on?
I am unapologetically queer. I'm unapologetically a woman.
I have to say, I'm looking at this crowd. I do not see many people of color. Does anybody else besides me observe that? I'm fascinated by
you're the only idiot.
A hand gesture is causing controversy, with some comparing it to a fascist salute.
Because you'll believe anything.
I love it when people lie to me.
Amazing. The Anchor Baby put that together. Isn't it amazing? I want to just mention to you, some of you heard about this woman, this female in Philadelphia mayor. Well, apparently, and she black, so it makes sense. All right, so I'm not pretending that it doesn't make sense. She's black, S-U-D-E-I. Apparently, she cannot spell Eagles. I want to show you the first video of the mayor misspelling Eagles. Why is this?
We want to take some questions. Any? Well, listen, we've got to do this. Let me hear you all say E-L-G-S, E-S, Eagles. Let's go, Birds.
Perfect. Perfect. You misspelled it. But it's okay. She's black. Blacks are not expected to know how to spell in the United States of America, probably nowhere in the world, because blacks are not expected or needed or wanting you to be your best. So it's okay. And she became mayor because she's a DEI patient. So she didn't have to qualify. What do you mean, qualified? You just have to be black and female. Or black and liberal male. You are not expected to know anything. You don't expect to be to speak well, to know anything. You're not expected to make America great again. It's not put up on you. It's put up on the white man to be his best. And so after the E-L-G-S-E-S fumble, she had to get help from the crowd. Watch this.
Now listen. Your man that went out there and got in trouble, y'all. That your man's also a good student. So, Philly, are you ready to teach your man? Yeah. Teach your man how do we spell Eagles?
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah, the viral moment, I know you heard of. I mean, I'm sure you haven't heard the last of it, but it's all in good fun, right?
Hey, listen, I'll tell you this. If they didn't know who the mayor of Philadelphia was, they sure know now, okay? And we're going to do everything that we possibly can to make sure we cheer our birds on to victory.
And these are the kind of blacks you think are going to make America better, and you put them in office. You put them in office. And you call them DEI patients. And then you get mad when Donald Trump want to get rid of the DEI patients. What a sad way to live. This is why Mommy Africa's falling apart. The white people gave it over to the blacks over there. This is why around the world, when the countries are giving over to the blacks, this is what happens. It become an S-hole country. And this woman created an S-hole country. And you voted her in. You let that woman, that female, Kamala Harris, think that she could be a president. Not even qualified, but she's a female. Let her go. One guy said Biden should step aside and just let Kamala be president. So that we can say we had a first black female president. A black person said that. And you wonder what's wrong with the blacks. What's wrong with the blacks? It wasn't always this way. I was a witness, so I know. Prior to the civil rights movement, it wasn't like this for the blacks. They worked hard. They were smart. They started businesses. They educated themselves. They raised their children. And they did not hate the white man. And they didn't blame the white man. We were taught, and they were taught, to treat others the way you would like to be treated. Not even how they treated you. So praise this black male for being dumb. And thinking that she can run a town, run a city. I want to know, folks, and then I take your call. I don't believe this video is real that I'm about to show you. It might be real. I don't believe it. So my producer showed me that this morning, this video I'm about to show you now. And I ask, and again, I can be totally wrong about it. I just know that online people do all kind of crazy stuff. to get attention. So I want to know, do you believe that this person on this video is doing it for the attention and money, to make money off the video, or is it real? Is there a problem with this video? And again, I just don't know. I don't believe it. I just don't believe it. I think it's an act. This is from X. Really, I want to hear from you about other things, but about this video. Do you believe it's real? It could be. You hear me saying that, right? It can totally be real. But I just don't think it is. Because it doesn't make sense why anyone would do this on a video. But nothing makes sense on the videos anymore. It makes sense. It's the ego trip. This is from X. A 27-year-old man break down in tears after realizing he is the only person alive in his family. Watch this from X.
I actually redone this a couple of times, but my name is Jeremy Hopper, and it's nice to meet y'all, to anyone who sees this. But I'm the last member of my family left. There ain't nobody else. They've passed away. I'm 27, and my mama died before she was even 40. My baby brother and baby sister both passed away as infants. And today I realize that if anything were to happen to me today, not a single person on this earth would know I was gone. And I truly doubt anyone would care. And I want some record that I existed, that I was here.
Amazing. Do you believe this guy? He's that old. He's old. She said nobody know he existed. He needs some type of record to indicate that he doesn't have a birth certificate or a driver's license or address or a job, or he doesn't know people that he worked with. If it's true, everybody died in the family. And everybody died before him. It might be real, but ain't no way he been on Earth this long and nobody know he exists. It may be real that everybody died in the family. I don't know. I just don't believe it. The tears look fake. The words sound made up. My mama died first. My mama don't lie to you. What do you think, Anchor Baby? Have you seen this?
No, I haven't. You know, it could go either way for me with these things as an expert on these internet things.
Right.
I got to say, this one could go either way for me. We need more.
So you believe?
I give this a grade of needs more information. I need to see if something comes out. Like, let's say he does like a GoFundMe or something, and then we realize it's a lie. So we need more info.
Let me add my experts, other two experts. Can I get my experts in here? And then I get to your calls. So you're saying you need more information. Like what?
I'm just saying it could go either way. It could totally be just for views and a made-up, fabricated story. Or it could be a guy who is exaggerating his isolation, but is... at least somewhat, you know, not lying, not doing it for views at least. Well, but how do I put it? Like still doing it for views, but not with the express purpose to deceive.
Amazing. Did you guys see the video?
Yeah.
These are my experts. Yeah. Well, that was an Anchor Baby, the Anchor Baby show every day at 12 noon. An expert on the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And Joel Friday, the host of Joel Friday TV, Monday through Thursday, even though his name is Friday. And that's right here. And then the The Hate Report, the guy with the good hair. What do you think? Is it real?
Yeah, I think it's real. I just think this is a guy who wants attention. And, like, he went up there and, like, mustered up this sadness that just came from him just being in his head too much or something. And then...
You went skating?
No, I'm coming down a little
something. Oh, yeah, that's right, oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better?
A little bit.
Sounded worse, though.
Right, and even look at him.
But sometimes you sound worse when you're feeling a little bit better. So he might not be lying.
I'm hanging in there.
It looked like it, too, man.
You look like you went... You look like you went skating.
I should have just went along with it.
Huh?
I should have just went along with that.
You went skating?
Skating.
Now I look like a beta.
So you believe it. I mean, yeah. It could be real.
Yeah, I think it's real. I think he's just in his head, but then wanted attention to feel better or something. So he went on TikTok or whatever for some thrills and mustered up some tears and made it sound so sad.
And why?
To feel better or something.
Oh, you believe in real hate?
I don't know. No, not necessarily.
And why not?
Because, well, I'm a little bit influenced by, because I caught your reaction when Derek, the producer, showed it to you.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, I don't believe that. Something like that. And right away, that's when I formed an opinion that this guy could totally, well... Regardless of whether he really has lost all his family or not, which he might not have, he's just seeking attention.
Can we watch it again?
Yeah. So this is from X. 27-year-old man breaks down in tears after realizing he is the only person alive in his family. Watch this.
Actually redone this a couple of times, but my name is Jeremy Hopper, and it's nice to meet y'all, to anyone who sees this. But I'm the last member of my family left. There ain't nobody else. They've passed away. I'm 27, and my mama died before she was even 40. My baby brother and baby sister both passed away as infants. And today I realized that if anything were to happen to me today, not a single person on this earth would know I was gone. And I truly doubt anyone would care. And I want some record that I existed, that I was here.
There you go, buddy.
Wait, you don't...
Where's the daddy?
Yeah. Where's the daddy?
Yeah, where's the daddy?
You mentioned him.
I think he just caught up in his head, had a little moment, and he's feeling all sad, and maybe made him think about how... Because if your younger siblings died before they were born, that means he had to have been really young. Well, I guess we don't
know.
He's
27 now.
I don't understand.
He's 27, and then he said his younger siblings died before they were born, so... I don't know. I just think that he just had a thought, and then a thought led to another thought, and he was like, "Whoa, this is sad," and had a little moment. But I think he might be embarrassed looking back on this.
You saying?
No, I'm just wondering. It's like he's a medieval peasant. What's going on with all your? Why are all your brothers and sisters dying?
At least he got us talking about it.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But he like, my mama died when she was 40.
I feel like I'm looking at her right there.
He's like, I'm 27, I think he said. He ain't got no record of being alive. No, he doesn't have a birth certificate, a driver's license.
Or a friend.
Friends at work, co-worker, a girlfriend, a prostitute, or something somewhere along the line.
But nobody needs a record. Why do you need a record? That's silly talk.
No, I was thinking the same thing. It's like, let's say you see someone at the corner store every day. And you're like, I wish someone thought about me, a record of me. Like, you see this person at the corner store more than your family every day. And it's the same level of existing, if not more than so-called family and all
that. The Bible says, better a neighbor next nearby than a brother far away.
It's just so made up.
To Nick's point.
Right. And he like, even the tears seem fake.
Yeah.
And, I had to do the video over and over again, so I'm sorry.
Yeah, nice to meet y'all.
Right.
He did it over and over again because he's vain.
For some, he may, it may be real. So, but I just don't believe it.
And
it's
he's
just
fat,
something
by the way,
about it.
A little bit.
That doesn't sound real to me.
Maybe that's what unhealthy family.
Said, I ain't got no record. No, I just want somebody. Why do you need somebody to remember you when you're dead? You're dead.
That's morbid, thinking about that stuff.
I know.
And he's morbidly slightly obese.
At 27, he looks 37 with that fat.
He's Southern.
That's how his family died.
I've learned that you can't always trust Southern people.
Southern white people get fat because they go to the that free food, all-you-can-eat place all day.
And Sweet Golden Corral.
Yeah, buffet.
Hometown buffet.
Yeah, hometown. I remember last time I went to Alabama. And we went to a hometown buffet. It was full of white people. And they were all real fat.
Really?
And they kept going back to the buffet line. I was like, okay. And I had not seen fat people, white fat people.
Yeah.
In California, well, now they do. But white people don't normally get fat.
If you can remember, how much did it cost for a buffet back then?
I would
guess. Mine to somewhere else.
$8?
Yeah, between $8 and $10. But you eat all you want.
It's like $30 today.
And the food ain't that good.
Yeah, I know. It's really not.
It ain't that good. That's why you can eat all of it.
It's okay, though.
And if it's like a setup, because you only still eat. Well, you don't eat that much to pay like $30 for it now.
If you're in high school, you can, though. If you're like a cross-country person. Well,
if
or
you
active,
smoke weed, then you can go do it.
You go to high.
I heard. I don't know about that one.
So, Munchies. Last word. You believe this guy?
No.
Last word, you believe him?
I think it's real. I think he just wants some attention.
Last word, you believe him?
Yeah, I think if I have to answer, I'll say, yeah, it's real. And yeah, it's real. It's just as likely fake. I think they're both just as likely. I totally see someone making a video of themselves doing this nowadays.
So you say, yes, it is
real?
Yeah,
this is someone who really thinks they're lonely like that.
When she's crying, she's lying.
I get that.
And she was crying through him.
What you say, Derek? He posted a thank you video if you want to play it.
Y'all
oh,
yeah.
It? Okay.
Oh, no.
You have it, Nick?
I don't know. Hold on.
From X, Derek said you have it. He sent it to you.
Oops. Sorry.
Why is pulling it
0
up?
0 points. What?
58 seconds.
What? 24-0. So
That your shirt is nice. You have a nice shirt.
Yeah,
but it is. I can't like make sense of it. The pattern.
Got it.
I don't know. It's like it's blowing my mind.
My
he's been taking medicine.
Maybe
I think
I'm just
Joel's having an out of body experience.
Talking about pot.
Yeah, he's talking about.
But Joel hasn't smoked pot since high school.
Did you take some NyQuil or something?
Maybe I'm on some drugs or something. I don't know.
But it is
didn't
pretty
I blow
tricky.
Your mind this time? Didn't I?
About to get one-shotted by an ayahuasca demon.
Watch this from X.
Hi, everybody. I did not expect that video to blow up like that.
Yeah, right.
At least as quickly as it did. Especially given with everything going on with the app. And this is one of the little ones I was talking about. This is Ellie.
He that pitiful. He got a dog.
Thank you.
A rat dog.
Everybody, I was in the dumps to say the least. Everyone who left kind words. Thank you. You helped me today. And thank you for the prayers and keeping me in your thoughts. I'll keep people posted. I want to reach out to the world. Thank you.
Oh, man.
I think it reminds me
of Hassan.
What do you mean?
Just the dog.
Oh.
The tinkling.
Oh, the but dog, not the but not the personality.
Not the pathetic. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Right. Sorry, Hassan.
He just meant the doll, Hassan.
Yeah,
nothing else about it. Go ahead.
I think he might be a little off. That's what I think.
Whatever, man.
It's like
my white brother like that.
It feels like an act.
Yeah,
it feels. But I don't think an act in the sense that it's like made up, but an act for the sense of like some sympathy.
Like I think it's like how everybody is.
Like that's how Christians are. Like the Christian-y Christian, they put on that Christian face. Like that, I don't know if you saw other footage of that black pastor who's like, and the MLK wannabe.
That one that showed out at something.
He's wearing this big old smile and putting on a Christian act, kind of like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
You think it's like a stunt?
That's what Jesse said, right?
Like stage.
Yeah. Totally staged.
I think it's stage. It might not be. I'm leaving the possibility of being wrong, but it looks staged.
You never know today, too. People do that stuff.
If he's that unhappy, how you got a dog with a chain, a rope around his neck? Not a rope, but a leash.
He said he had nobody. He had a dog.
Yeah.
You'd be surprised. Some of these special people, like, I don't want to say he's special needs, but Joel's saying he may be off. You'd be surprised their abilities to connive.
I could easily see a mugshot of a person like this later down the road. You know, you feel sorry for somebody, and then they go viral, and everybody loves them, and then they turn out to be something crazy.
Like crazy.
Not this person specifically, necessarily.
Yeah, I don't know if he mentioned it or was wrong, but I know I don't know about this video.
Yeah.
I'm just not falling for it. But I don't know if he's crazy or...
Yeah. Maybe he's on the spectrum.
It might just be totally true, and he could be, on... interesting. Different.
That's for sure. But anyway, thank you, guys.
But yeah, he's relatable in that phoniness. You can... I think everybody can relate to that.
But not even relatable.
I think it kind of is.
Is it? In what way?
When you get attention that you don't expect, then you're like, on a thrill... Yeah. Of all this attention that you saw.
But he also fits the part, though, too. He's just this big guy, and he looked nice.
Southern.
Southern. He got a little dog. It's so cute. And so he knows what he's
That's true.
Doing.
He reminds me of that guy who wrote that song that went viral, that country song about the rich men up in Richmond.
And he even said, I'll be back.
Yeah,
something like that. How you gonna keep a post about what?
He wants to milk it.
Yeah,
because people are interested.
What are you gonna keep a post about? Today I went down and I slopped the hogs.
He just gotta sit there with the dog and everybody's loving it. He knows how to do it.
Yeah, he's big brained,
lost fool, led by emotions.
Wishing well. But I just don't believe it. We'll see, though.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Get him on the phone and state.
No way. What a bad idea, Hank.
I disavow.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Sweden and talk to a first-time caller, Philip. Philip, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Okay, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, great. I just want to call in and thank you, man, for putting him on the right path to God. It's been, I've been listening to you for a year now, and I never expected the change would be this big.
Amazing. Will you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it?
I will, Jesse, and keep doing what you're doing.
I will, buddy. I appreciate that. All the way from Sweden. Thank you, Philip, and you stay with him, man. Call me again, all right?
I will, Jesse. Thank you again.
All right, bye-bye. Bye now. A quick break, 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. Quick moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. All right, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I forgot what you guys told me about Punchy. We don't have a promo for Punchy right now, right?
No.
Oh, okay. That's on Mondays.
Mondays, new episodes. We could always play the most recent episode promo.
Check out Punchy every Monday at 2 p.m. Punchy TV. Watch this.
We have a special guest, Jake Julius, here. But what would you say your view on Trump is in general? What do you think about Trump?
Like, I would describe Donald Trump first and foremost as a capitalist.
Okay. How far down is Christian?
Pretty far down, man.
Do you think that women should be in politics at all?
That I don't think that women should vote or anything.
I'm thinking about the word husband and the word wife. There's a thing called animal husbandry, breaking the horse's spirit. Similarly, you're doing that for a wife.
Heterosexuality and homosexuality, to me, are both perversions.
If you want to make babies with a woman, then you have to be attracted to the woman.
Sex itself is not of God. It's a falling away from God.
Punchy TV, brand new episode every Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific time. And we played that one for you this week. Brand new episode coming up next week, Monday at 2 p.m. Let me go to Leah. Leah, a first-time caller out of Massachusetts. Leah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. Thank you so much.
Yes, you're welcome.
I have a few questions. I don't know how much time you have, but I guess before I ask this question, I just want to say, since I've been watching you, I really admire how you can, like, fearlessly be yourself and not care really about the opinions of others. And so I want to know, how did you become like that? How can you be yourself and not allow the opinions of others to dictate how you live?
Well, number one, I think I was raised that way because growing up down in Alabama, we were always taught never be concerned about what someone else think about you. And so just live your life and work on yourself, but never be concerned. So, and then never judge other people. So I kind of grew up that way where I just never been concerned or thought about what other people thought about me. It's just never been one of my issues.
Okay.
Because I've always been told that when people are evil, they're going to treat you whatever way they're going to treat you. Anyway, no matter who you are, what you do, evil people are just going to be evil. You can't do anything about other people being evil. So I just never thought about being that way growing up. And just a part, I wasn't raised that way.
Okay. So then where do you focus your thoughts on then?
now I've learned over the last 35 years is to focus on thought, watch the thoughts, but don't identify with them at all. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, and don't identify with it. Don't call it you. Don't argue with them. Don't call them good or bad. You just need to see them. And seeing the thoughts, they will leave you. They will have to leave your body and your mind and body. Because you're not your thoughts.
Okay. If we are not our thoughts, then how do we distinguish whether the thoughts are coming from the Lord? How do we know? What if the Lord is speaking to us? How do we discern?
Because God will not, does not, he could do what he wants, of course, but he will not, does not speak to you through thoughts. He have told you that his thoughts are above your thoughts. They are not his thoughts. They are not yours. God revealed things to you, and Satan speaks to you through thoughts. And he want you to believe that you are doing the thinking. You are coming up with the ideas. You know what you want. You know this, you know that. You can change yourself. And it's a lie. And so God, the way to know that those thoughts are not from God, just by knowing they're not, God has said that to bring all those thoughts into captivity, do not believe them. They are not his thought. They are not my thoughts.
Okay. So how does the Lord speak to you then? How do you know? Is it only through the Bible, only when we read the Word, or are there other ways that he can speak to us and we can distinguish that it's the Lord certainly?
He's not speaking you to through the Bible either. He is reminding you through the Bible where he's located within. The kingdom of heaven is inside of us. And he tell you that in the Bible. Don't look out there. Don't look over there. Don't look up here. Look within, and that's where everything is. The kingdom of heaven, the truth, everything is inside of him, inside of you. And God is common sense.
Okay. So how do you attain common sense then? You know that verse that says, my sheep hear my voice.
Right.
Then what does that mean, practically speaking?
His children. When you return to the Father by forgiving your mother and your father, your earthly father, he will forgive you and return you back to him. You will become his sheep, and you will know his voice. And you will know his voice from that of Satan, which is in your head. You will stop listening to the voice of the head, of the imagination.
So is it then, instead of listening to the voices in my head, listen to my heart? Is that what you mean by within?
No. When you doubt every thought, stop listening to the thoughts, stop believing them, you will automatically listen to the voice of God. You will have no other choice. You would start listening to it, and it would make sense. You would know it. But you got to stop listening to the thought first.
Is that something that we can do from our own works or effort, or does that have to be a move of the Holy Spirit to do that within us?
It has to be you welcoming the truth to come in, which is God, which is true, to come in, and he will start to show you. But you have to welcome that by realizing that you are wrong. You're angry. You've been playing God. And as a result, you've been living in your head, trying to make things work. It would never work. And so you realize, you know what? I've been playing God all my life, thinking I know what I want, judging myself and others, and thinking I can fix myself. When you realize that, then the Father will take over.
And what if I desire to realize that, but I haven't had that revelation? Does that take God? Like, does it take God to know God? How much of it is out of our own strength, and how much of it is truly a move of God?
It's not of your own strength at all. You can't make it happen. There's nothing you can do but to admit that you're angry, that you're evil. Your heart is evil. Your heart is, anyone that has anger is evil, so, or resentment, or you're judging, you're playing God. When you can admit that you are evil and you know that that's wrong, you want to change, that's when the change will begin. You can't do anything of yourself.
Okay, so there's absolutely nothing I can do other than just wait or just hope
No, finish your point.
I'm sorry. There's nothing I can do except for just hope that the Lord comes in and drops that revelation upon me and changes my heart. Then, like,
don't even hope that. When you can admit that you're evil, it will happen. You don't need to hope it. When you admit you're evil, you're saying, I am evil. And what you're admitting is that you've been playing God. You think you know what you want. You think your ideas are your own. You think that you can fix yourself or you can help others. You are playing God. You think you know good from evil. You are playing God. So when you can admit you're evil, that's when he will take it away from you, especially when you go and forgive. But first thing is to admit you're evil. He will change that. He will change your heart.
And when you say admit that you're evil, could that be equivalent to saying, well, I admit that I'm a sinner and that I'm hopeless without God? Is that what you mean?
No, when you admit that you're evil and you've been playing God, all angry people play God. They think they know what they want. They think their ideas about God is true just because they read the Bible. They think they know God. They think they make decisions. They think that there's a them. And as a result, they're playing God and they would never know God.
Okay.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
To the best of my ability, I have, but I've asked the Lord to change my heart and to give me the grace to do that, because I will try to do that and I'll say, Lord, you know, I want to forgive them. I forgive them. But sometimes a memory will come up from my past and for a moment I will get angry, but then I'll just say, no, 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 that's the enemy trying to remind me of my past. I have to reject that thought.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
No, then the answer is no.
So why you made up this big old story when I asked, had you gone and forgiven her?
Because I think what it is I want to, but I find it difficult to, and I'm afraid that I can't do it.
And who is afraid?
Me.
And who are you?
A human being. What do you mean, who am I?
Who are you? You said, I am afraid. Who are you? Who is the person that's afraid?
I don't know how to answer that question. I don't understand.
So then how did you say, I'm afraid, and you don't know who you are?
I don't know.
So how could you say, I'm afraid? Who is afraid? Who is the I? Who is the I'm afraid? Who are you talking about?
Well, I guess it's a feeling, then I shouldn't identify with that. But according to the Bible, I believe I'm a child of God. I just haven't had a full revelation.
Who is the person that's afraid? When you say, I'm afraid, who are you speaking of?
Myself.
And who are you?
I'm a child of God.
I didn't ask you who you belong to. I asked, who are you? The person that's afraid.
I don't know.
Then how can you say, I'm afraid?
I don't know.
You don't know what?
You said, how can I say that I'm afraid?
Right.
I guess I'm basing it on how I feel.
And are you your feelings?
No.
So who is afraid?
Somebody else.
And who is this somebody else?
I don't know.
So how can you say I'm afraid?
How can I say I'm afraid? I don't know.
And who is the person that said I'm afraid?
The devil? I don't know.
And you're right about that. So why are you calling yourself the devil?
Oh, I don't know. So that's, I'm not my feelings and I'm not my thoughts.
Right.
Then who am I? If I'm not my feelings and I'm not my thoughts, then I am who am I then?
That's the answer. You don't know who you are, so stop calling the not you, you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. And that, and the fear that you have from about facing your mother is not you. Those are evil spirits, demons inside of you. They are saying, oh, you're afraid to face your mama. And you're saying, yes, I am afraid. I am afraid to face my mama. You're one with the devil. You're agreeing with the devil. And you're taking on his identity while pretending that you're a child of God.
I don't want to pretend that I'm a child of God. But I want.
Then stop identifying with the devil.
Okay.
There is no you to be afraid. You are not afraid. Those are spirits that are afraid of leaving you. They have to leave your body if you ever go and forgive your mother. When you can admit you're wrong, then the light of God going to take them away from you. They don't want to leave, so they're pretending that they're you. And all your life, you've been calling thoughts and feeling you, the good one, the so-called good one and the bad one. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. You're not. You don't even have a past. You said when you think about the past, where's the past?
Well, the past is gone. It's just for some reason comes up every now and then. But I do believe that that is the enemy that reminds me of my past.
So why do you listen to it then? Why do you take it on when you know it is the enemy? You have no past. The enemy is living in an illusion of the past, and he want to take you in that illusion of the past so he can control you. He can live in you. And when you are of the past, you're of hell. You're one with hell, with evil. There is no past or future. God doesn't even know about your past. He doesn't think about your past. He doesn't remember your past. Only the devil do, and the devil make you think about a past which or future which doesn't exist. It's all an illusion. There is no you, Leah.
So then how do I know who I am then, or what do I fix my thoughts on then?
The way that you know that who you are, by knowing that you're not your thoughts and you're not your feelings and your body, then you will know you. When the fate you disappear, when the fate you die, in order to have life, you must die, the ego death. When the fate you die, you will know you. But until the fate you disappear, you're never going to know you.
And the fake me is my thoughts, my feelings, and you said my body?
Yes.
Like, as in our earthly body, like our physical appearance?
Yes.
So our spirit, then, that God has given us is who we are.
You don't know that. You're still coming up with another idea in your mind, and you read about that, you heard about that, and now you're going to get stuck on that, and the devil's going to make you think you're a spirit. And you're going to walk around and tell everybody you're a spirit.
Okay.
I hear the people supposed to be conscious. They're like, oh, I'm a conscious spirit. I'm like, what the hell? I mean, what the hell? All they're doing is picking up more ideas, and they're calling themselves those ideas, and those ideas are keeping them away from knowing who they are. Because they have more ideas. It's just ideas. It has nothing to do with God. It has nothing to do with who you are. So don't be running around Boston talking about your spirit.
Okay.
You don't even know that you're a child of God. You're just saying that because you read it in the Bible. Some dumb preacher told you that, or your mama told you that.
Well, I read it in the Bible, and I do believe
right.
the Bible.
No, right, and that's your problem. You believe the Bible, but you don't know the truth. You have belief, and belief is not the truth.
Well, belief
is the belief is a weak person way out. People who have belief are weak. Look how weak the Christians are. They have belief. Oh, I believe I'm a child of God. And they're just weak and lost, and they cry at night.
So are you saying that there's a difference between people who believe and people who know the truth?
100%.
And so then what is
my children shall know me by my voice. He didn't say my children shall believe me by my voice.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, you're right. It does say no.
Okay. Yeah. But, oh, you know you're a child of God. And you live in fear. And you cry at night.
Okay. Well, then I'll start there.
When you disappear, when there is no more Leah, when you do not think of you at all, you will be free. But long as you think of Leah, I feel this. I'm mad. I'm happy. I'm rich. I'm poor. I'm lonely. I'm scared. I need a husband. I need children. I this. Then you would never know you because you're stuck on the far you. And one thing for sure, and without a doubt, in order to get life, you have to die from the false life. In order to live, you must die, because anyone that's living by this false life are dead. Their eyes are open, but they're dead. They're lost. They have been turned away from the Father. And everything is an illusion. All of their gods are false gods. And all you have is a head full of Christian knowledge, and that's it. And it ain't getting you nowhere but to hell. Why don't you go and forgive your mother?
Well, it's my mom and my dad. It's kind of like my whole family has to forgive.
But why don't you go and forgive your mother and your father?
Well, I already told you why, but I'm going to reject that and I'm going to go forgive them now.
That's the only way you're going to be free. Hey, mama, I'm sorry for resenting you. I've been angry and resenting you all my life because you've been such a bitch. And I know now that you can't help yourself. Hey, dad, I've been resenting you. You didn't protect me from the bitch. And I know now you can help yourself. You were free. You married your mama. And don't ask for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting them, and God will forgive you. Do the silent prayer. Do your little whooping and hollering prayer to Satan, and then you'll be still and know God.
Okay. Thank you, Jesse. I appreciate it.
Let me know how it goes.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Amazing this hour is gone. What the? Back in a moment. Hate news. Back in a moment.
We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
some serious mess going on in the world, such as this storm, and I'm probably going to butcher the name. Eowyn. Eowyn. E with an accent. O-W-Y-N. It looks like it might be like Irish or Scottish, and I don't know that stuff. Anyway, bomb cyclone in the UK. You heard that Scottish caller, Andrew, talking about the wind, I think. Nice. And Stripe accidentally sent some a picture of a cartoon duck to a bunch of terminated employees. Sorry. And Novak Djokovic, forced into retirement by an injury. Well, we wish you well anyway, man. I can relate. And women's rights, commies, if you will, in Afghanistan. It's a mess. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Express Yourself Friday, January 24th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and you may just get in to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. It is Hake News, Not Fake News. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports law enforcement officials are working to uncover a motive for a shooting at Nashville's Antioch High School. It's outside of Nashville. It's like the boonies, beautiful boonies, I think, or suburbs. On Wednesday that left, if I'm correct anyway, I thought I saw that from Anchor Baby's research on air the other day. Anyway, it left two students dead. District officials also examining AI gun detection software used in Metro Nashville public schools, meaning the city, the urban public schools. This was sort of suburban, I think. Could be wrong. That failed to detect... Oh, no, it isn't. Failed to detect the shooter's gun. The would-be mass murderer, allegedly, is gone. The technology is called OmniLert. Didn't spot the weapon because the murder-suicide guy, was not close enough to cameras to get an accurate read and activate the alarm. The school district said that, adding that they will enhance security measures. OmniLert CEO David Fraser, F-R-A-S-E-R, said the safety of the schools is the company's top priority. Lord. And he expressed dismay that the weapon was not visible for the technology to respond. And that's his quote. And that storm, Eowyn, E-O-W-Y-N, is advancing toward Ireland. Beautiful Ireland. Not as beautiful as Scotland, I heard. Never been to either place. And the United Kingdom in what could be one of the most severe storms in the region that the region has seen in years. The bomb cyclone, I forget what that is expected to unleash gusty winds up to 80 miles an hour and heavy rain on Ireland today and Saturday. Met Irian, E with the accent, I-R-E-A-N-N, the Irish Meteorological Service. Yeah, it is an Irish Gaelic. Is it Gaelic? I don't know. Has issued red warnings, their highest alert level for the wind for much of the country. The UK's meteorological office has also placed some areas under red wind warnings for the first time since 2011. In 2011, here in SoCal, we had crazy winds. Over in the suburbs, where I was living at the time, we had the power out for like a week, and it was cold. I mean, for me. Anyway, across Scotland's central belt, snowfall could reach somewhere between 6 to 10 inches. All the schools in both Ireland and Northern Ireland will be closed today, and public transportation will not be running. Stripe accidentally sent images of a cartoon duck to the laid-off employees. The fintech, whatever that is, company Stripe, they ruffled a few feathers at... It's commie nonsense. After accidentally... sending an image of a yellow cartoon duck to some of their fired, terminated employees. Kind of amusing. Novak Djokovic's quest for a record-extending 25th Grand Slam title has been cut short at the Australian Open due to an injury. He retired from the Australian Open. So I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. And my biblical question, do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? What the? You can listen to the show on your phone or iPad, no matter where you are or what you're doing, iPhone, iPad. You can podcast the show, but you can be listening whether you are buying fentanyl or selling fentanyl or buying people or selling people or refusing to go back to Haiti and you're so thankful to Barack Obama and Joe Biden and you ain't going back to no Haiti and you say F Trump. You still can be listening to the show. And even if the drug czar said, oh, you going back to Haiti, you still can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on 605. That's 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Friday. It doesn't matter what you look like when you're doing what you're doing. It's what you're doing when you look like you're doing what you're doing. Express yourself on Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
You will not go back. You will not go back. A smorgasbord of pleas and insults for the man soon to be president.
Oh, he gonna be your president.
Going to be just fine.
He gonna be your president
the
whether you want it or not.
The people who didn't vote for him and who are scared what the next 4 years will bring.
Earn more money, get better health insurance.
Shall I go on?
I am unapologetically queer. I'm unapologetically a woman.
I have to say, I'm looking at this crowd. I do not see many people of color.
Why are you looking for that?
Does anybody else besides me observe that? I'm fascinated by why that is.
What a dummy.
A hand gesture is causing controversy, with some comparing it to a fascist salute.
Because you'll believe anything.
I love it when people lie to me.
Why are you so dumb? You're looking in the audience for black people. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And ladies, the president going to be your president whether you like it or not. He's your president. He said something like that. I got to tell you this. Oh, the wall going up. The wall going up. And you're going to love it. Fox News is reporting. Fox News embedded exclusively with immigration and cultural and custom enforcement, better known as ICE. ICE, 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 baby. ICE, 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 baby. In Boston, as the agency targeted criminal aliens. Watch this from Fox News.
It's a frigid 5 degrees in the pre-dawn hours just outside of Boston, where this team of elite ICE officers is briefing on their targets for the day.
We're going to be targeting some extremely violent offenders today.
Within moments, the officers are on the move, with eyes on their first target.
Looks like we got movement, target vehicle coming out.
They quickly take him into custody. He's an MS-13 gang member wanted in El Salvador for aggravated murder. And he has an Interpol red notice out for his arrest.
We are targeting very violent threats to our community.
I'm not going back to Haiti.
One of those threats is this illegal alien from Haiti. ICE says he's a gang member with 17 criminal convictions in recent years.
So, you feel me? Little Biden forever, bro. Thank Obama for everything that he did for me, bro.
I ain't going back to Haiti, and you gonna love me. Thank you, Obama. Thank you, Biden. Thank you, bro. Amazing, huh? Thank you, Obama. The fallen Messiah was an amazing president, right? That's what you ended up with. This is happening in America where the government is finally working for us. Just think about it. They're out there catching these people and sending them back. In the United States of America, did you ever imagine the great white hope Donald Trump said he would do it, and he's doing it? The first 100 days are going to be amazing. Look what the first few days has done for us. Here's a look at a few additional criminal aliens being detained.
ICE Boston quickly takes down its next targets, including this illegal alien from Brazil who has an Interpol red notice for armed robbery. This Salvadoran illegal alien charged locally with rape and released by a sanctuary jurisdiction.
Yo, ¿cómo se llama?
And this Dominican illegal alien charged with assault with a deadly weapon and heroin trafficking. Officers also arrested this Guatemalan MS-13 gang member facing gun charges. ICE says he was released from local custody just the day before. Their detainer request was ignored because of sanctuary policies. And in a sign of shifting priorities with the new Trump administration, this man, who was in the same apartment as the target, was also arrested after ICE determined he's also in the U.S. illegally. This is what ICE calls collateral.
Amazing, huh? This has been happening in our country. And the government has approved it until now. They want it that way. They made it possible. In your own country. Thank you, Donald Trump, the great white hope. Oh, the wall going up. Wall going up. More mess, huh? In the United States of America. And this is what Obama and Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, have been doing for the last however many years. And that's why America has been suffering. Crime everywhere from these people who come from asshole countries. One other quick thing, then I get to your calls and super chat. I want to know from you, is punishing your child like this necessary? Is this necessary? Is this wrong or right? And is it necessary to punish your child in this way? A father in Memphis, Tennessee, slaps his son for showing off a gun on Facebook. Watch this from Facebook.
Do it. Did it for that? Now, come help. Come help. Come on, quit playing with me. come help him. These type of kids gonna get you f***ed off. That's what I'm saying. These your friends, though. Your friend will get your ass beat. If you ever in your f***ing life listen to one of them and raise your hand to me, f***, I will bury you and bury that dust that f***, too.
Is that wrong? Is it necessary to slap him and say, N-word, I'll bury you. And bury their dusty butts, too. Your little friends. So apparently the boy showed his gun off on Facebook. And the father, according to this report, it's the father wrong. And that's the way to punish your son or daughter. Here's the top comments from under the YouTube video. Watch this.
So here they are. Here's the first one. Great parenting, setting him straight. This next one says, he's saving that boy's life. These are some of the top comments under the video. Two more here. This one's from Malia. I don't see nothing wrong. Pops is saving his son's life. And the last one here says, a father in 2025 that gives a beep about his son's future is a rare thing nowadays. Fathers who are not hard on their kids is reason number one why we have weak young men.
Amazing. What do y'all think? I want to hear from you. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And according to Action News, a Memphis father has been charged after he allegedly stormed into a Memphis high school to berate his son's classmate while carrying a gun. So apparently they were reported that this guy had a gun on himself, and he went into the school and berated the kids who were, I guess, part of this video or whatever, and now he's been charged. We're going into the school with the gun. What a mess, huh? 888-775-3773. Jerome is out of New Jersey. Jerome, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing? Happy Friday.
Thank you, Jerome. You too. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. I had a question, but just a quick comment on what you were just saying. You know, I definitely think that father was right to discipline his son in that fashion.
And so you think it was right to slap him like that?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he picked up a gun, and you have to let the punishment fit the crime. And if you don't teach that boy the right way to go early, then, you know, we'll be sitting up here talking about how the blacks are violent and, you know, all the people kill each other, you know, at a certain point. So, you know,
And do you think he was right for slapping, cursing at him as well?
Yeah, you know, you got to put that fear in him. You know, the physical is good, but you got to get into his head, too, and let him know that my father's not playing right now.
Amazing. So you think he was right?
Maybe not. I mean, what did he call him, the N-word? Maybe not the N-word so much. I don't know. What
Which is worse, the name calling or the slapping?
I don't look at that as necessarily name calling, especially for my father.
I know, but which is worse, to call him the N-word or slap him in the face? Which is worse?
Well, that's the thing. I don't think it's a worse. Like, which one? If I had to think, it would probably be the name, but I don't really think it's a worse kind of situation.
Amazing. Okay. Yeah. I appreciate your feedback on that, Jerome.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I didn't want to take up too much of your time today. I just wanted to speak very quickly about the that evangelical female pastor that was speaking to Trump earlier this week.
Oh, God. The so-called, she wasn't Catholic. She was Episcopalian.
Episcopalian. I'm sorry. I thought she was an evangelical. My apologies.
She was Episcopalian.
Okay. Yeah. So you were saying that, you know, Trump and, you know, the rest of the people that were there, I think it was Vance and, you know, their family, that they should have, you know, got up and walked out. And right. I just wanted to know why you would say that.
Because he's the president, and she was at this church at this particular event. she was supposed to be praying for him, wishing him well in his effort to make America great again. She was not supposed to go and politicize. It was the wrong time and the wrong message.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to,
She disrespected him, and that's what women do. Women hate men, and they get a joy out of disrespecting men and try to embarrass them to make them look weak and defenseless. Women get a big thrill from that. So he should have walked out on, and the whole family should have just got, and staff and everybody should have just gotten up and walked out. Do you disagree with that?
Yeah.
Okay, and why?
So I was disagreeing with that because, and I agree with everything that you just said about, you know, a woman wanting to demean and demasculate men.
Yeah.
But that's what she does. And then your response to what life throws at you says everything about you. So with Trump being in office, I think it would have looked terrible for him to, on his first day back in office, the first bad thing that was said to him, you know, he gets up and he runs away. Because if we see that, then we see that you're not fit to run this country, because as president, there's going to be a million things said to him, a lot worse than that. And if you're going to let that shake your spirit, then how can you lead this great nation?
But he has no obligation to listen to the devil. He should always tell the devil to get behind him and not listen to the devil at all. And he would not have been shaken as long as he didn't get angry, but just walked out, he would have been fine.
Yeah, but how is that any different, you know, from the people that don't like what you're saying, and then they leave and you play them the chicken song, and they get up and walk off the ball and stay. That's like the exact same thing.
That's a good point, but they're not at church, and they're not expecting a "I wish you well" message. I wish you well in your job, making the country great, right? And so they would not, I'm not praying over them.
Yeah, and I understand that too. But like I said, Trump is, and it would have been worse too if, you know, like I said, all those things and, you know, because there's going to be a lot said, but it would have looked worse that on his first day back, he would have let a female would have caused him to run. It wasn't even a man saying it. Now, a female makes you get up out your place and take you and leave with your family and everybody. If he would have done that back on his first day, I would have looked at Trump completely differently. And I think every man would have, because there would have been no reason. Again, it was just a couple of words. She didn't curse at him. She didn't call him out his name. She just went up there and did what a woman does. But again, that should never dictate how you react to something, especially as the leader of the free world.
But he wasn't running. He was just giving her the finger.
But you said to give her the finger and then get up and walk out.
Right.
Yeah, that's running.
Because that's the devil. You're not supposed to deal with the devil at all.
Yeah, but the devil is everywhere. Like every time you see a press conference.
I know that, but this is a different situation at a church. She was supposed to be praying for him that he do well, he does well in the country, not try to rebuke him and not act like she know what he want him to do and try to tell him what to do kind of a thing. She was trying to send one of those evil messages to him, and it was the wrong time and the wrong place and the wrong person. It shouldn't have been coming from her anyway. This should not have happened in church, but let's say it had to happen. They should have at least had a male Episcopalian up there.
Yeah, and I agree with that too. Like I said, because you know it's a woman saying it.
Yeah.
So you're gonna let a woman drive you away from your place. But right. I think that we just fundamentally disagree. But all I say, you know, just like I said, I didn't want to hold you long. Just want to finish this by saying, you know, Trump. He hasn't even been in for a week yet, and there's going to be a lot worse than this that comes his way.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just never want to see him waver in the face of adversity, especially, you know, for these next 4 years, since we only have him for another 4 years. I want to see him stand up to everything and back down from no one.
Right on. Thank you, Jerome. Amazing call. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Europe and talk to Dimitri out of Europe, heard around the world by everybody. And they, mama. Dimitri, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, JC.
Hey,
can
Dimitri.
You hear me?
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you doing?
All is well.
Nice. I have a few questions. Two fast ones because I couldn't call yesterday.
Okay.
It's about... I wanted to know, what does might mean? It's when in the Bible it is said, love God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. What does might mean?
Meaning don't put anyone or anything before him, and work on you, stay present, resist the darkness. Fight, meaning practice being present, staying with him in the moment, in the present.
Oh, okay. So intellectually, I didn't understand what might meant, but I was living already like this, which is very, very fine. But the second thing, I recently was watching Jesus of Nazareth, the best thing in Christmas time to watch the whole TV show. And there was one moment, I don't know if God showed me that, but I saw when Jesus talked to his disciples and he said, go to the cities, be the sheep amongst the wolves or something like that. Maybe I'm paraphrasing, but I didn't understand clearly how can they be the sheep amongst the wolves. But now I understand. Now I see that the sheep has a shepherd, or the one who leads the sheep, as in God. And then I was like, wow, this is so deep. I don't even know what to do with it.
That's right.
Wolves are working in packs.
Yeah.
So they basically, like human beings, evil, all evil. They need to know each other's opinions. They need to... make army against someone. And then when you are a sheep, you have your shepherd and God is leading you, the life becomes easy and simple.
Absolutely. And you be the light in the world. You just go amongst the wolves. You be the light, guided by, and the light is God working through you. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And today I wanted to get something off my chest. I wanted to get your wise advice. It's a little bit of wordplay. I have a situation with my fiance, and we called you. I forgot what it's called. Consultation we had with you.
Counseling.
Counseling. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. So, the thing is, I'm being truthful with my lady, and the thing is, well, she gets upset. I mean, like, I just say, like, okay, just suffer and die then. Like, if you don't want to listen.
Yeah.
Because the situation was that we have a neighbor in my house, and she was visiting me, and the neighbor is a woman. So the thing was, one time I met her downstairs, the neighbor lady, and she's almost maybe the same age as my woman. So, and we knew each other from back in the days, but it happened that she started living in the same house. So we have this, like, we need to stock some firewood because our house is old. So in this house are apartments, and we need to burn the wood to get the heat in our apartment. So I have in my apartment heating stove or something like this, and everyone else has their own. And I ask, how much do you pay for the cubics, for a cube of wood, cubics meters, something like this. We have it, this European thing, counting, measuring. It's not that important, but I ask her a question about the wood. And Yeah, she answered me, and she said like, we can exchange the numbers. I said like, no, just if you have the number, just put it in my post box. So months passed. We meet again. I'm with my woman, and the neighbor is also there. The neighbor started talking to me like, oh, hey, we can exchange the numbers. And I was like, not the right moment. Like, I'm busy right now. But like, if you can, just put it in the pause box. It's much more simpler. Just write it down and just put it in there. And my woman didn't understand her because she's from Latvia, my woman, and this woman is from Estonia, the neighbor. And my woman, she started to get jealous, and she was like, why was she talking about the wood? So you talked before already, and I was like, but it's none of your business. I just needed some wood prices. Like, and she was like, do you like her? And I was like, I was thinking and to give my honest opinion or honest answer about this whole situation. I was like, no, because if you mean in the way of like liking you or sexual meaning, then no, because I know all women are evil. So why do I need to waste my time with another evil woman? if I have already you. And I, like, we go together to God, like, and she was like, I said to her, I love you. And she was like, yeah, and you love her too. I was like, yeah, I do. Like, I cannot hate anyone. If I would hate someone else, I wouldn't love you. And yeah, and she got upset. And she was like, then why are we together? And I was like, I just answered the most honest way, because for me, when I was young, I didn't believe in this thing called love, the ones which on television is. And I always thought that this is all fake. The people are pretending. But then I kind of got brainwashed and thinking, okay, sex is love. Love is sex. So I got very confused in my life. And coming back to my woman, so I said to her, like, I love you. And she said, like, I got confused about what I was saying. So overall, she got very upset. She got very upset. She stopped talking to me. And she asked, why are we together? Like, I said, like, well, because it is comfortable. I like being with you, and it is very comfortable. And you too. You're not because of love with me. Obviously, there is something you want from me. And I mean, like, yeah, she goes crazy, and she follows mostly the emotions. You know, like, women are all the time on your back. They want to try to control you, and you're like, no, I don't want to do this. No.
And because, like, of time, your question is what?
I need your advice. Maybe I already know, but how should I, not how should I act, but how to deal with this situation? I mean, like, I know that I should do nothing about it. It's just like, if she's upset, she's upset. And that's it.
Are you guys living together?
No.
Oh, okay.
We live separately.
And this other woman, she has an apartment in your apartment building, the same building you're in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you hold for a minute? When I come back, I want you to be clear with your question. But hold on. Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back. D-Live, the treasure chest is open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she would do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. We got to tell the truth, and it's the truth that changes and defeats the lie. You choose good or you choose evil.
Evil.
You choose good or you choose evil.
It's up to you.
You got to think for yourself. Think for yourself. And if you decide to go with evil, it's your fault. I want to show you what evil look like. They have nothing else to offer. I want to show you what evil look like from hell. Oh, they're from the gates of hell. These are children of the light. Children of the light.
Godless.
These are children of the light. Children of the light. They're liars. You choose good or you choose evil.
Evil.
You choose good or you choose evil.
It's up to you.
You gotta think for yourself. Think for yourself. And if you decide to... Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. .com. And at 12 noon, brand new episode of The Fallen State at 12 noon Pacific time. Shane Smith was my guest, and we had an amazing discussion. He is a stand-up comedian and a devout Catholic. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I just grew up very poor, fell into crime, and didn't have a good father figure at home, that kind of thing. When I came out as Christian, which is a funny sentence, I came out as Christian, but I thought it would end my career.
When you were an atheist, did you have perfect peace?
No, I was miserable. I was successful, and I had money, and I had women, and I was more sad than ever.
So you have a fiance. How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
That's a great question, Jesse. That's a great question.
Amazing. At 12 noon today, and you can support The Fallen State right there, thefallenstate.tv/donate to help with our work. And locals.com, you can go there as well and donate. And at 1, between 1 and 1:05 p.m. after The Fallen State, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. And also at 1 p.m., also between 1 and 1:05, Sunday morning, you're all invited to fellowship at 11 a.m., doors open at 10:30 a.m. Pacific time, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. TheRebuildingTheMan.com/church. TheRebuildingTheMan.com/church. All right. And personal shout outs, wedding anniversaries, encouragement. No matter what the shout out is, I do it for you. I'm doing shout outs all day. Shout out. Birthdays, wedding, whatever, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. Good. Coffee. Nothing like a nice, fresh, good-tasting cup of coffee in the morning. Now you can get Punchy's coffee. Not only do we have Punchy TV, we have Punchy coffee. P-U-N-C-H-I-E, apostrophe S in this case, Punchy's Coffee, and it is good. And every dime that we get from the Punchy's Coffee goes back into the nonprofit to help get the work done so we can help others. And I thank you all for that. So get tons and tons of Punchy Coffee. Buy for gift bags and everybody, and you won't regret it. Buy a truckload, all right? I do appreciate it. It is good. It really is good. Good. Punchy's Coffee. Let me go quickly back to Europe and talk to Demetrius. Demetrius have an issue with his fiance, and it sounds like she's jealous. Demetrius, what's your question for me?
So how do I deal with the whole situation? Because I know that I should do nothing about it. Like, but when I talk with her, I mean, like, just ask, how are you doing or something? It's like, why do you care? And I'm like, I care because, like, I do care for you. You're my woman. Like, you're my fiance. We are dating. Like, I do care. Like,
is she working on herself?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I see that even if she works, I mean, there, like, she gets back to the devil all the time.
Oh, okay.
She sees and something she does not see. And when I'm telling her what is happening, and she's like, I don't see. And I'm like, okay.
When is the wedding? Do you have a date for the wedding?
Yeah, on August. I postponed it for 1 year. And because we planned to do last year in the summer. And then I postponed it to the next summer because I saw clearly that we are not ready.
Demetri, I would highly do what you want. I highly recommend you don't marry her now. Give it another year because a jealous woman would be a nightmare to you.
Yeah, and you know what, Jesse? The same jealousy spirit inside of her. Because I have no reason at all to think, like, that she's cheating on me or something. But the same spirit comes to me.
Yes.
And I see what it is doing inside of me. And I'm like, wait.
Yeah.
What is happening? Like,
I'm telling you, any form of jealousy is very dangerous and destructive. And there's no end to what a jealous person would do. Whether they're jealous of you in a man and woman relationship, or they're jealous of you because of your so-called status, or they're jealous of you because of your money, whatever, right? There's no end to the destruction of a jealous man or woman. So I'm not telling you to break up with her yet, but I am saying that do not marry her until you see, not because she said it, but until you see that she's over that jealous spirit, otherwise it's just going to be real hell for you. And there's nothing worse than a jealous person.
Yeah, I agree with you. So, because I can see that for myself also.
Yeah.
When this is all happening, the hell gets loose, and I'm like, okay, I'm being common. And I'm like, I just let her, like, not go off, but I just say that it's not truth. That's it. Like, whatever you're thinking, you're following the devil. Like,
and then from now on, to really give it the true test, quote unquote, is whenever she says you ask her, how are you doing? You don't want to know. You don't love me. You love that woman. Or she said, what do you care? Do not respond to that. Don't respond at all. Don't argue. Don't get any room to evil. Stop arguing with evil. Don't try to prove anything to her because it becomes two devils fighting. But you continue to work on you. You do the silent prayer, watch those thoughts, and watch her without even commenting on what she's doing. And you'll see if she's truly overcoming or not. because if she knows that you're paying attention, she can put on a front. She can pretend that she's working on herself and that she's not jealous anymore, and you'll marry her, and all hell will break loose. So just quietly watch her, but you stay on you, working on you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Do not do what you want, but do not, I recommend, do not marry her now. In August or now, give it some more time, because you already see she has a jealous spirit, and jealous men and women are evil. There's no end to their destruction.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. But, for example, is it evil from me to tell my woman, like, if I don't want that she talks with other men, not work-related, for example. If it's not connected to the work, like not going outside with other men. I mean, for me, it is very logical. Like, I mean, like, if you are with me, then we are together. Like, why are you spending time with other men? Like, or am I crazy?
When you say spending time with other men, what do you mean?
Well, before, like very long time ago, when before we started dating and we were without God, we were full on devil. Like I was friends with women. Like I was like the best friend of every woman. I didn't have that much of guy friends. And she was mostly friends with other guys, like, you know, going on walks with every guy.
All right.
Like, and then when, like that, and I don't see a point for myself being friends, like, quote on quotation marks, like going outside with another woman, walks in the parks or something like that. Yeah, yeah. I think it's wrong, like, because, I mean, like, why you need to get together with another devil, like, if you have already... I mean, like,
here's what I recommend is that you work on you and you notice all those thoughts and feelings that are coming, but don't call them you, don't identify with it, don't argue with them, don't try to prove anything with them, just watch them, and you will see the right way to guide her. You will see, because she got to deal with people, she's on the earth. But if you work on you, you will see if she's messing around or not messing around, you will see the right thing to do. Don't worry about that. But because if she's working on herself, she's not going to want to hang around with a lot of men. Or if you're working on yourself, you're not going to want to hang around with a lot of women. You will lose that appetite.
Yes, yes, exactly. When I came to God, back to Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
It became so simple, and I started seeing all those, like, things. And I was like, I was, yeah, I understand.
Yeah, so just stay with the silent prayer. Don't come up with your own ideas or your own plan. The light will guide you, and you'll see what to do, all right? Don't listen to the ego. Don't listen to the intellectual mind telling you what you should and should not do.
What was the last part that was, like, connection problem?
I said don't listen to the intellect. Don't listen to the intellectual mind telling you what you should or should not do or what you should or should not allow her to do, because we've been taught so wrong in life by our parents and churches and experts and all that crap. So live by the light, and you will see what to do, all right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But do not marry this woman as long as she has that jealous spirit. It's not going to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Call me again, but because of time, I got to run.
Yes. Thank you very much. And hi to everyone. Okay. Like, to all your team.
Right on. Thank you very much. Call me again.
Yeah. Wish you well.
All right. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Cody out of Boston. Cody, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Cody. Oh, man, he had waited so long. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Super chat.
over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Calvin from Ohio. Jesse, what do you think about the January 6th woman who was jailed, say she refused Trump's pardon because she realized MAGA is a cult?
She refused a pardon? I had not heard about that, but leave her in jail. Okay, you can stay.
Nice.
It's only for those who want to come out of jail. Leave her in jail. She's not wrong for wanting to stay in jail. What's up?
That's fun.
Leave her there.
Thank you, Calvin. I hadn't heard about that.
Me either. I'd not heard anything about that. Thank you.
I know things. Art on X says, I still have pent-up anger from grade school. Nuns were all like that bishop woman who was like, oh, have mercy on the illegals.
What a mess.
Thank you. At this point,
thank you.
Just call me Mike, bought 5 coffees. Who you gonna sing it, Hake? I ain't trying to do what everybody else doing, just because everybody doing what they all do. If one thing I know, how far would I grow? I'm walking down this road of mine, this road that I call home. So am I wrong for thinking that we could be something for real? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa. Whoa. Woohoo. Thank you, Mike Young.
Amazing. Thank you. Nice. Mic. You sounded good, eh?
That's nice.
All right. Amazing.
I'm not going to say I'm blushing.
Amazing. When I used to do radio, FYI, we started out in radio before YouTube became a thing. And we used to be singing and having fun. And Hate would not budge. It was like he didn't even hear the music.
That's true.
Because at that time, we were playing other people's music on the radio. They had a thing where you can play it.
That's right. We could play the copyright music.
But he acted as though he didn't even hear the music.
Indeed.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Josh and George, a biblical question answer.
Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you?
Neither. Yesterday I called answering the BQ saying both. But I realized after hearing Derek from Tennessee's call that it's probably not even me paying attention to what's happening in me or what's happening to me, but the ego's lie thoughts that are making it seem that I am. Better to be skeptical of everything until it's revealed clearly, he says.
Amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday, Josh. Thank you.
Tony bought a coffee. My son, do not despair. My spirit is in the air. Your walk is not alone. Your heart, go and make my own. Tony, God's love. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Tony. Amazing.
Wanda asks in the YouTube chat, do you have anything online for women like a Zoom?
What does that mean?
Well, like a meeting type thing. I'm not sure. Maybe.
We meet with women every third Thursday night of the month.
In person only.
Right, in person. And those meetings, we don't record them, video or audio record them, because as the men do on the first Thursday night, the women open it up. They're like really open it up. And we don't want that out there on YouTube. So if that's what you're referring to, no.
Right. You can join church online.
Right. Because
that's for everybody.
Yeah, church is for men and women, everybody. At 11 a.m. Pacific time, rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Or you can call and set up a private counseling.
At rebuildingtheman.com or 800-411-2663.
Nice. Thank you, Wanda. Tony says, I already read his. Justin bought 5 coffees. Love you, Jesse. Thank you for being one of the only people outwardly showing black people love by telling the truth. The message from God you speak is what I've been seeking, what I've been seeking. Thanks again. Thank you, God, for Trump, American flag.
That's right. And thank you for your support, helping us to help others. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Greenwall, I used to see the homeschoolers who gave their kids very biblical names like Elijah, Ezra, Josiah as weirdo cultists. But now as an adult, I see how much happier and healthier their families are on average, and also how badly public school messed me up along with my classmates. People, homeschool your kids if you can.
That's not going to happen for the most part because mothers don't love their children. They ain't going to stay at home and homeschool. They got to go to work because they're in competition with their husband, the children's father, because they want to feel like they're equal. And they want to feel like they get attention from work, but not from being at home and raising children. Sorry, that's not going to happen. But I know what you mean. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. Hi, Jesse and Hake. Hey, did you guys hear about the Blake Lively so-called sexual harassment suit?
Who is Blake Lively?
I recognize the name. It's like a public, basically like a household name.
I have no idea who Blake Lively.
But no, I didn't hear about the sexual harassment suit.
Yeah, I didn't hear about
it. If it's a woman, then probably it's going to happen.
Who's this
Eric's
from?
Wife, Julie.
Oh, thank you, Julie. I have not heard about that. I don't even know who that is. But thank you, though. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. I just have to say, have you noticed this team of men Trump has been assembling? I mean, good God, what a beautiful thing to see.
It's amazing.
What people say when people say, where are all the men? Take a look at Trump and his team because they are not messing around. Amazing.
Good point. Thank you.
Nice. Over on... shout out to the top contributors, Games for Rec, Coffee Talk with Sandra, Kid Combo 1, and the rest of the supporters over on D-Live.
D-Live!
Joe from Canada.
Thank you.
True or false? Non-spiffy Super Chat questions are a sign that I'm in my head and one with my daddy the devil.
Yes. True. Thank you.
Three coffees.
True.
Three coffees from Sam Lemons. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Grandpa. Tell me about the good old days. Amazing. Thank you.
I remember I used to look up to the old man. When he talked, we shut up and listened.
Yeah.
We left his presence. We had something to think about and something to practice.
Yeah.
Women and girls served him willingly, all because he was a man. Cheers to an old man, an endangered species. Welcome back, Trump.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Sam Lemons. Abbreviated your chat, but thank you. Three coffees. If you believe that you cannot be saved from sin before you die, then death is your savior, he says.
Well, however you drop your body, you're stuck, whether in hell of your imagination or in heaven outside of your imagination. Amazing. Thank you.
Stephen from Rotterdam, the Netherlands. Three coffees. Why the fat 27-year-old crying? Sounds like freedom to me. Laughing faces emojis. They dead.
Amazing. Thank you. He referring to that video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three coffees from C-Bill. The generation is doomed because of mama's boys. Yeah. Laughing faces.
The worst thing that can happen to a woman is a mama's boy. Just know that. Women already hate weak men, period. Men that want them to eat them and cry and do anything, they really hate mama's boys. Amazing. Thank you.
The mama in Terry thinks y'all should send Joel home. He looks sick.
Yeah, he's not feeling well.
Kevin from Valley Stream.
Thank you.
Jesse, what do I do to change my life for the better? I'm sort of a mess right now. Please advise. Thank you.
By overcoming the false self. See, how do you drop the anger first. You got to forgive. And don't call the thoughts and emotions you so they can be taken away from you. And you'll be free. But you got to drop the anger. Thank you.
Britt, eight
coffees. Forgive your mama and your daddy, but especially the mama. Yes.
Eight coffees from Britt. Keep it up, Jesse.
Thank you. I will. Thanks for your support. I got to stop there, Hayden.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you.
Remember, 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Linda out of Florida. Linda what? What? Lindy. Lindy. You're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Lindy.
All right. So I was calling in to ask you a question. Huh? About discipline, children's discipline.
Right.
As a mother or as a mom, do you think that it is good for a woman to discipline in any way? I've talked to my husband about this, and he said that as long as it's without anger. And I'm wondering your views and thoughts on that.
Yeah, you can do it without anger, but if you have a husband... And he is the father. It's best to let the father do it. You tell the father how the kid's been acting up or whatever going on, whether it's good or bad. Yeah. Let the father handle it.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I guess because I think so. I'm gonna be at home with the children and homeschooling and everything like that. My daughter, I just have one daughter now, and she's 9 months old.
Yeah.
And so we're not quite there yet.
Right.
But I do see that she has some behaviors already that you just need to be, you know, kept in check,
But make sure you don't have anger so you continue to do it right. But let the kids know when they're of age, let them know, I'm going to let your daddy know you've been acting up today. And when the father get home, you report it to the father right in front of the children. And if he's working on himself, he would deal with it. And that way you keep that order. The kids will love the father, and they will love you for loving the father.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Right on. Lindy, I got to run, but do the silent prayer. Work on you. You're going to be fine.
All right. Thank you.
Call me again.
All right. I will.
Okay. I am so out of time, folks. I don't know where the time went. What the? Get on that straight and narrow path. Stay away from the path of the future. It doesn't exist. Forgive your mama, all human beings, no matter who you are. Forgive your mama if you want to be free, if you want perfect peace. And forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. And do the silent prayer. RebuildingTheMan.com/prayer. See you on Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. RebuildingTheMan.com/fellowship if you're not able to come in. And the Hake Report is coming up now. And then at 12, brand new episode of The Fallen State. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Thank you all for your support. We'll read the other super chats and stuff on Monday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And thank you all for your support. Brent out of California. John, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Oh, my. Robert, a first-time caller out of New York. And somebody just dropped. I'm so out of time. I can't believe the time. What the? Work on yourself, folks. You can be free. Walk out of prison of your imagination, your own mind, and emotion. Come out of the prison and be free. Let go of all your little values and mores and what you've been taught and live in the present. Take care, folks. The Hake Report is coming up now. Take care. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.